we have, this is actually one of the most, I don't know what it's called, strangest, but one of the sugya itself is an interesting sugya. And then it seems like there's two ways of learning it. There's a lamdasha way of learning it, and there's the post, there's the way a posek would learn it. So we'll see which one comes to mind first. It's probably, and then we'll see which the other one would be. So we learned last week, right? The Mishnah has a comment in the middle, right? That it says, right, the bread and the oil of them. So Rebbe Ubistino, okay, pasu shemen shalahen are things that are usser, right? But are mutter bahana. And Rebbe Ubistino matered shemen, right? So it doesn't say anything about mattering, about permitting bread, right? So as far as we know, bread was assered by the basin of Rebbe, right? Or at least the previous basin. We don't know that it was the basin of Rebbe. So the Megamara says as follows, Amarav Kahana or Rabbi Yochanan, right? So Paslo Hutru Bevastin, right, says that the Pas was not matured in Basin. Miklav the Ikaman the Shari. What does that sound like? That sounds like there was actually somebody that matured it. Okay. Michlad Ikaman the Shari, doesn't mean that anybody matured it? He said, yeah, there was. The Chiyatar of Dimi Amar, the Chiyatar of Dimi Amar, of Dimi came and said, Pam Achas Yatsa Rebbe Lasada, that Rebbe once went out into the field, Behavi Ovikochem Lefan of Pas Purne Mapa Sa'a. And there was some non-Jew who carried in front of him a little bit of bread. So Amar Rebbe, so Kamana Pasu, how good does this bread look? Maro Chacham Lasra, why did the Chachamim? So you're good in the Gemara. Right, Maru Chacham Lasser. Why did the Chachamim want to aser it? So the Gemara asks, like parentheses, Maru Chachamim. What do you mean, Maru Chachamim? Mishum Chasnu. So because they were there because of Chasnu, they're concerned of intermarriage. No. So right, this is what he meant. El Maru Chacham Laosra Basada. Why did the Chachamim even aser it out in the fields? I mean, the real concern of intermarriage is where it takes place in the city, right? As we spoke about last Shabbos, right? That Luke goes into the, right? Mm-hmm. So, right, the real concern of Chaz is really only the city. Out in the field, who's going to marry? You know, no one's intermarrying there. Because Sabur Ma'am, Hitir. So the people thought maybe to matter, maybe Rebbe mattered, Hitir Rebbe Apas. But lo, he says, not true. Rebbe lo Hitir Tapas. Rebbe never mattered the Pas. He is just, like, commenting on how strange it is. Then Rav Yosef v'itema Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amr lo kachayamai. So this isn't exactly what happened. Ela amru pam achas halach Rebbe l'makum echa. Rather, this is what happened. Rebbe once went to a place. V'ra pas dachuk l'tamidim. He saw that bread was difficult to get to the tamidim. So Amr Rebbe in kan palter. So Rebbe asks, what's going on here? There's no bakery around? I mean, there's no non-Jewish bakery that you can just buy from? So kesebur ma'am lomar palter ovek l'chavim. Right? So what does that sound like? It sounds like he was asking if there was a non-Jewish baker. And he said, oh, must be that it's okay if there's a non-Jewish baker. He said, Hulo Amre, that's not what he said. El Apatli Yisrael. All Rebbe said was he was wondering, what, there's no Jewish baker around? That's all he was asking. So Amar Rav Chelbo, so we have two examples, right, what has happened. So we have two examples where they thought Rebbe, like, made a comment implying that there really shouldn't be a prohibition of Pasachum. But in both cases, the Gemara comes along and says, no, that's not what he meant. He never actually muttered it. And then we have Amar Rav Chelbo, Afilu Mandamar Palta Ovikul Chavim, Lo Amar El Deleik Palta Yisos. Rav Chelbo says, even according to the opinion that a non-Jewish baker is okay, Lo Amar El Deleik Palta Yisrael. They only said it if there's no Jewish baker around. Welcome to Ika Palta Yisrael, but if there is a Jewish baker around, Lo. No, right? So number one, he says, even if you say, right, that you're allowed to use a non-Jewish baker, that's only in a place where there's no kosher bakery, If there's a kosher bakery, I shouldn't say kosher. There's no Jewish-owned bakery. But if there is a Jewish-owned and baked bakery, right, so then it wouldn't be allowed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and one other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu mandar pata ovik l'chavim." Even if you say you could use a non-Jewish baker, hani mili besada, that'd only be in the field, and I'll be ear low, but not in the city. Why? Mishum chasnus was still concerned of chasnus. Then one more comment. Ivu, from the sounds of our Gemara, was a person. Well, I seem to recall Ivu coming up in other Gemaras, so I'm not sure. But Ivu have a minachis va'achil pas avi mitzri. So Ivu went and sat down once and started eating the pas of some mitzri. So Amar Lahu Rav Avitim Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Lo Tishtau Dekachel Lach Midar Mai. He says, don't join with him, meaning don't have anything to do with Ivu, because he's eating non-Jewish bread. Okay? That's the end of the sugya. So now, if I were to ask you, when all the dust settles in this sugya, right, is Pas Yisrael, is Pas Akum, or Pas Palter, I should say, is Pas Palter Mutter, or is Pas Palter Usser? Right, when all the dust settles, do we see any...
It's like they were trying to make it Mutter, but it's Usser.
Right.
But is it Usser even in the field? I thought you were trying to mutter it in the field, at least in the field.
Right.
Maybe if there's no Jewish bakery.
Palter means a baker.
Oh, in Aramaic?
Yeah.
Maybe if there's no Jewish bakery and you're in the field.
Right. So you could. So there's extremes. There's extreme assering. There's extreme matering. Bob, you okay? Right. So there's the one extreme is you could go through this entire Gemara and say that they never matered pas palter. Right? There is two claims that Rebbe did, and the Gemara seems to reject both claims. And then the claims that, oh, maybe in the field it's okay, or maybe if there's no Jewish baker, it's okay, right? One can make a case within the text of the Gemara. That's all aliba de, right? That's all according to the tzad that there's some heter out there for palter. Right, there's some heter out there. So what exactly is the heter? So let's go and figure it out. But if one goes and says, no, that's all based on a mistake. Right? It's all based on some misconception that Rebbe matered something and Rebbe, in fact, never matered anything. Right? So then one could make a case that, sorry, nothing is permissible. Right? So that's one read. So one read A could be everything is usher.
What's the phrase, lo maranel galeka pati Yisrael?
So one can say, you could read that Gemara as saying that, that's Rav Chalbo is saying that,
yeah.
And he's only saying that, Lamanda Amar, that there's a case of Pas Palter that is permissible.
Ah, okay.
Right? Was there is the case that Rabbi Yehuda walked into a town and said, well, there's no baker around, what are you guys eating? Right? So they said, it must be that Rabbi really matered it. And it really came out that Rabbi never matered it. Rabbi was asking if there's no Jewish baker, right? But if you say, well, according to that tzad, da-da-da-da-da. So if you look at this Gemara like a Lamdan, right, there's no heter. There's no heter that comes out from the text of the Gemara. Right? But now you have to turn around and look at the Gemara like a posik. Right? And see what poskim saw in it. So with that, you turn to Tosos. Right? Put Tosos on the page. So there's a Tosos right now. I'm looking at the regular page unless I really wanted Rashi. But right here's the Gemara. Here's Tosos is right here along the side. Just so we have some geography. And Tosos says as follows. Michal de'ika l'man de'shari. So mitika amar pas lo... Husra v'beistin. So from the fact that it seems to say that Pas was never matered by a beistin, Michlal d'ibai havashari lay. Right? It sounds that if they would have, right, they could have matered it. Alma lo d'ibai havashari lay. Alma lo pashad isuro. Rather, what must have been? It must have been that the prohibition never spread. Umikan.
Do we hear what you're reading?
Yes,
third paragraph beginning.
Where has Tosos on top?
The other sheet.
Last week's. Right. The Gemara was the same as last week, and then I did a switcheroo. So Tosos says, if never apostle Hutra based in Chal Deibai have a Sharile, if they wanted, they could have matered it. Alma lo pashad isuro. So we, and what do we see happen? That the Isser never spread. So what does that mean? So mikan, and from here, samchu ata, we can rely on today, lechol pas shel ovdei kochavim, to eat the bread of non-Jews. Heven shelo pashad isuro b'chol Yisrael, because the prohibition never spread.
When they said they could have matured it if they wanted to, on what basis? What basis would they have had to matur it?
Right. So let's wait for the Ritva.
Let's wait for the Ritva.
He says it never spread, right? So Tosos is a bit cryptic as to what that means, right? But the Ritva spells it out a little more. The Ritva's next.
Yeah, it never spread, but it's written. It isn't a. It's not.
It's a Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. This is. Yeah, this topic has almost come up, I think, two or three times in between Mincha Ma'ariv during the summer Shirim, and it just never quite made it. First of all, because this is a very unique Gemara. I'm not sure there's too many other Gemaras like this, at least in relevant cases. I mean, there is also the Gemaras about at the end of. It's in Korban Abayis when they want to Aser Pru Revu, right? And they said that it was a mitzvah that people would be able to keep it, right? So it shows up there.
Want to make you go to the mikvah, you mean?
No, so that's a different thing. That's right. That's the other one,
Kama, that's what Chana says.
Right, so never spread. Right, okay, so that would be another example. Right, so we have to figure out exactly what this means. But let's see. So the Ritva gives, I think, a clearer pshat. Let's see what Tosfos says. V'yishlisma chaldiv Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok Ta'amri ein gozen gezeira al tzibur elyon kein rov tzibur yichol lamado. And we're relying on this sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer Tzadok, who say that you don't impose a gezeira on people unless the majority of people will be able to keep it. The O'Brien, we have another proof. The Karmel come, and it says later on, right? Biaminu tatir af espas v'lo iniach lahate el mishum dehavu karule based in Sharia. The Acharav bo based in Acher she'tiruhu. Right? In our days, it was mutter to eat the bread. And they only mattered it because they called the Beis Din to permit it. And then a Beis Din came and mattered it. V'od, and also it says in Yerushalmi, the Pirkin Uperakam of the Shabbos, pas amdu alav, v'hatiru, that the bread stood in front of the Beis Din. Again, this is a Yerushalmi, but the bread stood in front, they mattered it. Those people that are makbid on it, it's permissible for them to eat it on a plate with those that are not makbid on it. Even though the tastes might mix, because we're not going to ask for a mixture. As we said in the beginning of Chulin, the little gazur al tarubis, demai, that we don't have a gazer on tarubis of demai either. The chaygav and similar type of things. So we're going to compare pas palter for those that are machmir on it to demai, which is only a din derabban. Chaygav and manado chum shar the lace of the pas pein, that the bread of non Jews will permit when there's no other bread. The little gazur el heicha the isa bein, that there only is a gazer where there is bread available. Okay, so the last part is describing what a possible chumra would be. But the first part of Tosfos is describing what the kula is, right? The Tosfos is saying that A, it never spread, B, there was some kind of Beis Din that mattered it, and there's a Yerushalmi that says that explicitly, that there was some Beis Din that permitted it. Now you still have a problem of, okay, well, how'd that work, right? We do have a concept of Dorosh Minyan, Sarach Minyan, Achar Hatira, that when you have something that was made by a Beis Din, you know their Beis Din that's greater than it, and how does that Gemara continue? It's a Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma V'Minyan, right? That's greater than it in both Chachma and wisdom and Minyan. So we generally assume that that's like impossible, right? You know, that we used to, like, there's some concept of you read this at Dorosh, and to say that there's a Beis Din layer that completes with the Beis Din earlier, I personally don't know of any case in history where that took place.
It also says the whole Pashal Ovikul Chav, and you're assuming means Pas Palter.
Yeah.
Not any Pas Ovikul Chav.
Not your Goyish next door neighbor?
No, he doesn't really make that clear. Alvi
Shatam Pas Ovikul Chav.
Yeah, right. Question last week.
So there is a distinction that the Shulchan Aruch makes. And we'll see about that. We'll see if we get there tonight. There is a distinction that the Shulchan Aruch makes between Pas Palter and Pas Bal Bayis Akul. Right, the Shulchan Aruch makes that distinction. And we'll see, the Aruch HaShulchan kind of raises his hand at the end, like after all that settles on it, says, where did you get that from? But we'll see. So what does the Ritva say? So the Ritva raises these issues. How could it possibly be that this just went away? He says, where do we start? V'anachum be'inai. Okay. So v'anachum be'inai. Ki b'mei ha'amoraim. So this is the way I understand it, he says. He says, ki b'mei ha'amoraim. During the time of ha'amoraim, nagu hetter b'pas palter shel goyim. Everybody was mattering it. Meaning, not necessarily everyone was mattering it, but everybody was acting as if it was mutter. If you ask regular, you know, Larry, right? Larry went and bought, you know, it was under Hashkacha, right? And he bought bread from Giant, right? He brought bread that had an OU on it, right? That's what Larry did. The Alze Amar of Kahana Rabbi Yochanan Dase Shalu Noagin Heter Lohut Revased in Elaha Chronim Hatiru Mifnei Chayi Nefesh. So on this, that's what Rav Kahana sent in Rabbi Yochanan, that they asked. That Beis Din didn't matter it except for the later ones matter it because of Chayi Nefesh. So why did they matter it? V'talo aheter v'masha sovrim ha'am lomar v'divi rav sheitiru. And they permitted the heter based on the idea that the nation thought that Rebbe had mattered it. Shenogu alav heter. Now, our Gemara says that Rebbe, it's not necessarily true that Rebbe ever matured it. Right? That might not be true. But everybody thought that Rebbe had matured it. And therefore, everybody was knowing that it was permissible. V'afal pisha haya minag b'to sora, even though the minag was a mistake. Leislan, but it's okay. The Haltamuda pas gezeira she'en rov hatzibur yichol namud bahi, because when they learned, right, they saw that the pas palter or pas akum is a gezeira that people wouldn't be able to keep. Therefore, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Be a menu tatir lanu as a pas." Right, we should matir the pas. They're gonna say, if so, they're gonna call us a permissible beisdin. So I love hachi hayamatir lehem. If it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for Rebbe's concern, I'm not sure where that's coming from. That's later on in Daflam and Zion. Okay, if it wasn't for Rebbe's concern of being labeled a matiring beisdin, right, he would matir it for them. Behindu vad, I mean a tam shemar shu asmu a tam shehitir. Which would be the same reason they permitted oil, as they'll see later on. So if you have a gezeira that the rov tzibur isn't able to keep, the din really is that you don't even need a basin to be matir it. Right? Rebbe saw everybody was doing it anyways. Rebbe didn't go ahead and matir it because he said, "I don't want to be known as a beis din heter." Oh, wait a second. Does that mean everybody was doing aser? Right? I mean, everybody's doing the wrong thing. If Rebbe doesn't matter, no, it's mutter anyways. So why are you getting the basin? El shachashu l'chavu basin harishon hasich lo basin tzas. But rechoshesh that the first basin that answered it, they're going to look bad, right? So vafilu basin katamin harishon mode. Even if so, therefore we have another basin come and matter it and matter it officially. But really, it's mutter anyways. Meaning the idea that it's mutter is independent. Who decided that it's mutter? And this is like a little mind boggling. But who decides that it's mutter?
The tzibur,
right? Which is just that's a wild dish. I remember my first year, I gave some Torah Shabbat Pesh here in the summer, and I made this point, and I think people were like really upset. like, what does that mean? But that's what you say, right?
But it only works if it hasn't spread.
What?
I think it only works if it hasn't spread. Once it's spread, and now I can't get bread anymore. It's too
late. Enochinami, but you see that there's an ability. But you see that there's an ability for the tzibur to say, like, sorry, it's too much. Yeah. It's too much if you're putting upon us. So that is.
Is there anywhere else where that's said to apply? I mean, you know.
Right. So I've opened this a few times before, trying to like. Make a shear out of it, and I just haven't been able to get past this.
Okay.
And tonight also I haven't been able to get past it, other than seeing what actually says Shulchan Aruch about this then. But I think there's definitely what to talk about. There, what?
Another doctorate.
Yeah, when I have time. Right. So, for the other one. Okay, so with that, take a look at the Beis Yosef before we look in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef shows that pretty much we show from beginning to end matter this. Really we show from Ashas. By the way, this whole section I couldn't point that out last week, but Kukhi Beis Kuf Chavalev, really not necessarily Kuf Chavalev, but much of this section, Hilchos, right, Pasachum, Bishalachum, etc., these are one of the few sections in Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah is consistently more makil than the Mechaber. Right? We saw it a little bit last week, and this week we'll for sure see it. But consistently, the Rama is Mekel. Reason being, because the Rama lived in Europe amongst the Gaim, and somewhat needed kulas, right? And there was people were knowing kulas for that reason. And the Mechaber had the luxury of living in Tzfas and be able to be more machmir with these sections. Fine. So the Beis Yosef says, so the gzeres pas lo nispashet b'chol ha'makom. So hachi mashmir perk in ma'amidim v'yisbar b'samach. Right. That's explained in perk in ma'amidim. That's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we learned. The chasav avi, meaning the rush, aduni avi. Right, it's quoted from the Torah. Right, ve'alzeh somchum hagadolim she'ino osrim osul livnei midinasan. Right, that's what the poskim rely on. that don't answer for our country, right? Begam hatosfos, right? That's the tosfos that we learned. Beharan, beharmordechai, kasu sham tainus lama nagu afshav heter pashal goyim, right? They raise questions about why are we so makel when it comes to pasachum. Begam harashba, kasu gam kintam lama shenagu heter afshav. Rashba also writes why we're makel. V'nir midivri hamordechai tafilu welcome shepas shel Yisrael mitzuya mutter. And it seems from the Mordechai that even in a place where one can get Pas Yisrael, it's mutter. Why? The kevich lo pashar isir b'mukom l'seinu ain't sarkla hamlosulatira. That because the isir never spread, there's no gezeira. I mean, the gezeira never stuck. There's no gezeira. If there's no gezeira, there's no gezeira. Right. I would add, and this did not make the cut as to what got in, but I would add on, and Beis Yosef continues on, quotes from the Rashba, that is only talking about a palter that was made. It's only by a baker that is permissible. That's what it says in Yerushalmi, it says palter. But if it's from a Baal HaBayis, so then it's usher no matter what, unless it's a cut as the fashos. Right, but if it's like your neighbor, so your neighbor is right, that then is really a chashash of chasnas. Right, so chashash of chasnas, so then it's aser. Right, that's he's being meduik that from the Yerushalmi. He says, I'm just looking if it's in the Yerushalmi that's quoted here. No, it's not in the quotation that our Tosfos have, but that's where we're okay. So now let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. It's on the back of the page.
So this could be some,
yeah,
for the diversity of some people hold Pais Yisrael today and some people don't.
Well, it's a chumrah. I mean, we saw already in the Rishonim that there's a chumrah of eating Pais Yisrael. But I think for Pais Yisrael, everybody agrees is a chumrah. And there's really three major kashrus chumras, right? There's Pas Yisrael, there's Chol of Yisrael, and then there's Yashan, right? So of all those halachically, Yashan is probably the most questionable why it should be permissible. Right? That's we'll cover that, but that's questionable why it should be permissible. Pas Yisrael, you see explicitly the Rishonim mattered and the Shulchan Aruch mattered. Chol of Yisrael is an American thing, right? That Rav Moshe was matered, right? So that's the question. So if you were to take, but the Metzius, it seems like it should be okay. I mean, the heter makes sense, right? So
which one? The Chol of Yisrael.
Chol of Yisrael heter. I mean, it makes sense, but it's so. Someone actually told me that that his Rosh Hashiva said that if you were to take any one of the three, you should pick which one. Which one? If you're going to be machmer on one of them, which one should you be machmer on? If you asked me, I would have said Yashin. Right, that's right. I would think Yashin. But they said, which happened, right? In Chicago, everyone's machmer on Yashin,
oh, yeah.
Right? You, really? Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Edus. So even, what, 25 years ago,
yeah.
Right? Right. So, but this Rosh Hashiva said that he would be machmer on Chol of Yisrael. Because Chol of Yisrael, because Yashin, there's a Mesorah to be makel on. So it's better. While Chol of Yisrael is no Mesorah, it's only 80 years old, or maybe less than that, probably 60 years old. Fine. So and it also confuses people because it only applies in America. Okay, I went on a tour of when I was in Israel for the year, so I went to Poland for a week. I'm with my father, whatever. So we went on a tour, and the person told me that the person running the tour said that he was on a different tour, and he said they told them, "Oh, go to the store and buy milk." Like, well, you can't just go to the store and buy milk, right? It's Poland. Who says the FDA of Poland is really as machmir as the FDA in America? So, yeah. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, but anyways, in Pas Yisrael, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, Kliyam lo pli, that it's a chumrah, right? That everybody would be that it's a chumrah. It's in Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
Does that mean we can buy milk in any store, even if it doesn't have an OU? Because not Pas Yisrael have an OU. So
that's the cool. That's what they figure. They'll get people. The OU says, we'll, if you pay us, we'll certify anything that's kosher, even if it doesn't necessarily need to be certified.
So in Europe, if you had an OU on milk, you could buy it.
Then you would, right.
But that would mean we still have.
Correct. It may or may not be Chol of Yisrael. So probably would be in Europe. I don't know. That was the only week I ever spent in Europe in my life. I haven't looked in. Okay. From my experience in Europe, half of Europe still uses outhouses, and hangs from one behind. Right. So Yesh Bekolos and Zifpei. So there are places Shemakilim Bedavar Velochim Pas Minachtum. There are places that are Makil and they buy their bread from bakeries. Ha'obi Kochavim, from non-Jewish bakers. So Nachum, I think, also means bakery. I'm not sure if there's a difference between Palter and Nachum other than language. Nachum is Hebrew, maybe?
It's a silly question.
It's Hebrew, yeah.
But that was really an issue about Pasachim. Couldn't that be circumvented by people baking their own bread?
You would think, but people didn't have ovens. Yeah. I mean, apparently not. I mean, apparently it was a big enough pain in the neck.
Or it wasn't easy,
you know.
Too easy a remedy not to have been used if it was possible.
Oh, right. I would say that. I remember when Rabbi Rabib, when I was in Phoenix, there's a Rav there, Rabbi Rabib, who's been there ways before I was born, 40 years or so, and he's very proud of saying that when he showed up, his wife baked bread every day. She had to bake their own bread every day. It was nothing.
Well, we showed up here, we got our bread from Chicago.
Right.
There was no bakery.
Yeah, there was nothing. There wasn't even air conditioning. I don't know what they did. So anyway, so Yesh Mekom Shemakim Adavar Melachum Pas. There are people
South Beach died.
No, yeah. So they buy bread from non-Jewish bakers, right? In a place where there are no Jewish bakers, because it was a difficult circumstance, right? So that's what the Mechaber says. So he's kind of, you know, that hedging, right? Like Tosfos, right? It'll be Makel if need be, but, you know, you should be Machmer if possible. Comes the Ramah and says, that even where there is kosher bread, that it's permissible. There's no hutra, right? It's mutter. So, we'll stop here for a second. So the Shach comments on this, where with the famous quote. So I thought that this was like in the Gemara, but it's not in the Gemara. The Shach quote, I'm not sure who he's quoting it from. He says, "V'lo dami l'shlakos." This isn't
absolutely.
So Shach Dalid above. I mean above the third fat line. It says v'lo dami l'shlakos. Not similar to other cook things, right? Where it talks about kuf yud gimel, which is hilchos bishul akum. Right? Why the lo nagu heter? Where there is no heter. I mean, there's no heter by bishul akum to say, oh, well, we can't buy anything, so we'll just have bishul akum. Right? Why? So he says, so here's the line, Yishu makom dal pas yichya adam. Because on bread people live, right? And that's not exactly the pasuk, right? Lo alechem levado yichya adam. But that was like, changed a little bit to be dal pas yichya adam, right? And that's going to be, that's the clue. That bread is that important that we need to be able to purchase it. Fine. So let's go to the next shach, Zion, Ha'ove Kochavim.
I'm just wondering where there was what Richard said, because you can always cook yourself, but you can't bake yourself. So that's why, maybe.
I don't know. You can always cook yourself, but you can't bake yourself. Okay. Apparently it was difficult.
Easier to cook than bake.
Easier to cook than bake. Yeah.
Well, it is. You just make a fire and you.
I know what it means. I'm just.
You. No, it's true. You just turn on your stove.
Yeah.
Anyone can fire up some noodles.
We bake bread every day, so I can go from.
You bake bread in your house?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You have a bread maker or like hardcore?
My wife and my daughter.
Two bread makers.
The person who bakes the bread, you don't know that.
Do they double up as a dishwasher also?
No, that's my daughter.
So dafka pas obi kuchavim aval pas Yisrael. This is only by non-Jewish bread. But let's say it's pas Yisrael sheafu obi kuchavim. Let's say it's a Jewish-owned bakery that was baked by a non-Jew. So in that case, kasavatur shelo nagu b'shum makom lahater. In that case, there's no hater.
And here when they talk about baking, they mean the person who puts it.
The person who's baking. I mean, if you have a kosher bakery and you have a non-Jews doing everything there, right? A Jewish-owned bakery, you have non-Jews doing everything there, so this shach is saying you make it worse. Now, I believe this is discussed later on the Siman in more
go
detail.
Go back to my question of last week.
Right. So I believe this is discussed later on in the Siman. I hope it's discussed later on in the Siman, because in the Chalakas we didn't really discuss it at all. I did hear a shira from this over the summer. I was actually listening to shira on this topic. So this is actually very interesting, right? Because people across the, in communities used to say, oh, we have a Shomer Shabbos bakery, right? And what they do, yeah, they got a Shomer Shabbos bakery, and they hire a non-Jewish baker. We have a Jew do the baking, right? So according to the Shach, it makes it worse, right? At first glance.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it should be.
Right, why should it make it worse? Good question. Unless it just means, well, then it's easy. It then goes to Richard's question. I mean, if you have a Jewish baker, a Jewish bakery, so then you can't make the claim. We don't have access to an oven. We don't have access to flour. You do have access to everything. You're just not hiring a person. So, and I remember, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this. We'll talk about it either later on in the Siman, or if it doesn't appear later on in the Siman, maybe we'll talk about it next week.
It's our bakery here in this neighborhood.
Right. Describes our bakery in a lot of neighborhoods. Except in this neighborhood, we start the fire. Now, we'll see how that works, starting the fire also. I know it's going to get Gary upset. Okay, so what's the next? That's Shach Zion, so that's coming attractions. Ches is on the...
It's my stuff. I'll end. I'll do it now.
The fob doesn't do it. You have to plug in the code. I don't think the fob does.
Shabbat was beating more time.
Yeah, once it starts beeping, you can't turn it off on Shabbat. So it's good for the day.
I don't know why it beeps.
Or better.
Okay. So then we have this kula that the Ramah brings, right? For Yeshurim that feel b'makum shapas Yisrael matzushar, that even a place that's low pulg, that is permissible. So here the Shach comments in the beginning of Sifches. He says, yeah, but Mordechai kasef atam, right? Lefisha osa makomos hanogim heter, hainu shum shaloni spashit iser pashal ovikul chavim, right? B'tchilas hagazir, but osa makomos. Those places that hold that it's mutter, why do they hold that it's mutter? We just started this, right? The Mordechai says, because the gazir never applied there. Why? Lefisha pashal ovikul chavim, lo pashit Yisrael, b'chol Yisrael, never spread. Right? Lefisha mashba da filu pashal bali batim mutter. And the Shach says, if that's the case, even the pas of Bali Batim should be mutter. The haloni spashit klal is her pashal of the kuchavim. If there's no gezeira, there's no gezeira. So how can you say, well, the gezeira never spread, but obviously pas Bali Batim is going to be usher. Right? The Shach says, give me a makor. Right? Where'd you get it from? Right? And so that's what seems what it says in Mordechai. And then he continues and says that really it should be a problem. It should be okay. He says, however, at the end he says, yeah, but there's plenty of Rishon that say that it's okay. Right? The end of Ches, the last couple of words of Ches, it says, Apid ikapal to Yisrael asur mepashal bali batim. Right. However, at the end of the day, we're going to matter it. We're not going to matter it because no one else does. And even in a place where there is how do you read that? Those that are nohag to have a heter of pas palter, even where there is a pas Yisrael, asur v'pashal bali batim, they don't permit the bread of bali batim, right? So that's going to your neighbor or your non-Jewish neighbor and having their bread, right? So that would be a problem, even if you could ascertain that it's kosher. And then finally, tes v'chasu ha'achronim v'arav v'toras chatas reish klal aynai v'avav v'ha'bach shekein nispashit ha'minug. That's the minug, right? To be matir miu kasa v'toras chatas sham b'shem ha'poskim de'be'aseres yimei tshuva yesh lizar v'pashal ov de'kul chavim. Right? So here you have in the Shach, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim as well, right? That there is a minhag during the aseres yimei tshuva to be machmer on it. However, even the rest of the year, you should only buy bread from a palter, from a non-Jewish baker, where it's better than the Jewish bread. Right? So you could also make it in the Chalkas B'Yamin. He quotes Shitas also that if it's cheaper than the Jewish bread. Right? So that there are the people who can be machmer that as well. Which might be more of a source to be machmer in cities,
with large Jewish populations. I'm not sure we qualify. Qualify as the, oh, it's so easy to get bread as just as the same quality Pas Yisrael as non-Pas Yisrael. I don't think it's true in where we live in Philadelphia.
Well, it's okay, the price is too high.
Okay, right, so that's also one of the reasons.
It's okay to do it if it tastes better, or it's better quality. I mean, that's kind of a weak reason for maltering Pasachim.
Well, the starting point is not there. The starting point is that it's mutter. So now we're working to be... right. The starting point is that we pass on like the Ramban, we pass on like the Shach, that it's mutter. So where does the Chumrah start, right? So he uses the Shach and saying, well, maybe it makes sense to be Machmer, right? So when does it make sense to be... right? So we're going to say, okay, it'll be Machmer, where we're not going to lose out otherwise. Right? So...
What constitutes Pas?
That's also a multi.
A lot of grain products,
right. So that is a multi-million-dollar question, right? So what about cookies, right? Well, I'm saying multi-million, literally, right? For the kosher industry, that's a multi-million-dollar question, right? What about cakes, cookies, pretzels, right? All of those things, right? Why should that? Should that be permissible under the pas? Under the pas palter thing, I mean, is one going to say I'll pas yichya adam? When it comes even to mezonos, right? So I think Moshe has a tshuva on that, and we'll cover that later on.
It's certainly possible.
The other thing is that a lot of these products are dairy, and pas is supposed to be dairy.
Good ha'ara, right? Man of shach, you should have a problem, right? All right, let's just finish off this Shulchan Aruch then. So he goes on to say, "Aval pashal bali batim ein sham mishemor bo lahakel." He says, if it's the bread of the bali batim, right? There's nobody who says that one should be mekel sheikra gezer mishum chasnus v'im yochal pas bali batim yavol liso etzlam. Right? Because the main part point of the gezerah was to avoid intermarriage, and if you eat bread with them, so then you're going to come to have a meal with them. So once again comes the Ramah and says, "Velo mikre pas balabatim ela im asu livnei beis." Sorry, the Ramah doesn't argue there. The Ramah says it's only what's considered pas balabatim. It says pas balabatim if he made it for people of his household. But let's say he made it to sell. I mean, let's say there was a bake sale, right? So you're allowed to buy pas palter at a bake sale, of course, assuming that it would... pas balabatim at a bake sale, assuming that you can ascertain that it's kosher, right? Let's say you have, like the shul runs a bake sale, right? Everybody can bake, but they have to bake in the shul kitchen. And then you have some, people that are, like, studying for conversion, right? And they want to bake, too. So can they bake in the shul kitchen and everything be okay? If they make it to sell, aval asu limkor mikri palter, if they make it to sell, they're called a palter for those purposes, even though they don't normally do that. Similarly, a palter sh'asu l'atzmo, right? If the baker makes stuff in their bakery, and they also make things in their own house. So when they make things in their own house, a mikri balabayas, so then in that case they're going to be called a balabayas. So that's So what the Ramah doesn't say here is, right, again, what's this based on? The Mechaber says, well, the gzeiros of chasnus, we only matered palter, and we're not going to matter balabayas, right? So that's where the shach stepped up earlier and said, gzeiro, what gzeiro? I thought there's no gzeiro, right? So where do you get this gzeiro from? So the Aruch HaShulchan raises that point as well. The Aruch HaShulchan raises that point from where the shach left off. And at the end of him, he concludes by saying... So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this idea, and he spends like two sifim here trying to say that there's no makor. He brings makoros and sources to say that there shouldn't be a distinction, and then he says at the end, "V'lachin ulai yish makomos ketanim shepalter ein sham." He says at the end of the day, there are places that there aren't actually any bakers. There aren't any even bakers at all, not just kosher or non-kosher bakeries. There's not even bakers, nothing, right? And Yisrael there, maybe eat from balabatim, non-Jewish balabatim, ain't legal for him. You can't protest them. There's what to be so mechan. miyuvade anan kaimelon ladina, but we really pass like the Rif, the Ram, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tur. Afu be looks like there's something that's crossed out here. Something pasa kain vatur atzmo. I can't tell what he writes here. Pasuk came, but those people pass from themselves, and we'll see Ayin Sif Yud Aleph, which is
That's a interesting situation. Must be like a small village, and the oven there, they're all friends, and
right.
your non-Jewish neighbor is
right.
Like the shtetl and
yeah. I mean, in Europe, Tosfos has scenarios of like, you know, there's one Jew in a town of 12, like so it is. All right, so we will stop here. So that